Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on October 22nd, 2015. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. It's also a great place to listen to live music. I'm your host, Joe Terry.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For additional information, visit their website at academyofforeignlanguages.com, that's all spelled out, or call 310-975-4133.
And, of course, you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. We're on a little bit of a music roll, aren't we?
We are. We are. And you know where I was last night?
Where were you last night?
I was at Cowboy Country in Lakewood.
Really?
Last night.
Did you and your wife go two-stepping?
Yes, we did. My wife, my daughter, and her boyfriend went to Cowboy Country in Lakewood, right at Downey Boulevard and South Street in Lakewood.
Ah.
And it's a lot of fun. Well, they have a beautiful dance floor. They have actually two dance floors. They have pool tables upstairs. It's quite a place.
And where were you last Saturday night?
Oh my gosh! Of course, JB was there, and you weren't quite sure if JB was going to get into it, but at the end, he was getting into it.
No! He right from the start said, "Can we get tickets to this?" I said, "We have a table. You want it?" He's like, "Yeah, no." He wanted to go.
So he had heard her on YouTube or something.
Yes.
Rianthi Panagaris, one of the most.
That was a hell of a show she put on.
She is amazing. She's one of the most exciting young guitarists today. She's still very young, and it's just fantastic to hear her. I was fantastic.
Yeah, she put on a show. Wow. She had a bunch of special guests, and it was a fun night.
And now we're going to talk to another wonderful singer songwriter that reminds me very much of Virginia Patterson Hensley.
And who is that?
Patsy Cline.
There you go. All right. Our guest this morning is Wanda Jackson. Wanda is known to many as the Queen of Rockabilly and the First Lady of Rock and Roll. The Oklahoma native got her start on a radio show when she was still in high school. Her discovery can be credited to Western swing singer Hank Thompson. He heard Wanda's young, gravelly voice and asked her to perform with him and his backing band, the Brazos Valley Boys. She accepted and later released a single with Billy Gray, the Brazos Valley Boys bandleader. The song, You Can't Have My Love, quickly rose to number 8 on the country music charts and skyrocketed Wanda's name into mainstream music. After high school, Wanda was placed on a tour with Elvis Presley, whom she dated briefly, and she cites Elvis as one of the person that pushed her into rockabilly. Her career continued to skyrocket through the 1960s with several top country hits and 2 Grammy nominations. In the 1970s, Wanda and her husband Wendell began recording gospel music. Now, in the mid-1990s, Wanda returned to her rockabilly roots with several duets with rockabilly singer Rosie Flores. In 2003, she released her first studio album since 1987 called Heart Trouble. The 16-track album featured guest appearances by Elvis Costello, The Cramps, and Rosie Flores, and began the resurgence of her career. In 2009, Wanda was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as an early influencer. In 2011, she released her 30th studio album, The Party Ain't Over, under Third Man Records with White Stripes frontman Jack White as the producer. Justin Town Earls produced Wanda's 31st studio album, Unfinished Business, which was released in 2013. Now, at almost 78 years old, Wanda continues to tour the world and is set to go back into the studio later this year with fellow Rock and Roll Hall of Famer member Joan Jett. And Wanda's going to be playing right here in the South Bay at St. Rock tomorrow night, Friday, October 23rd. Welcome to the program, Wanda. We are thrilled you could join us this morning.
Well, okay, Jackie. Thank you very much. I'd forgotten that I'd done all those things.
It's a pleasure and an honor to have you on our program, Wanda, because you represent a part of that, you know, that Americana, that sound that really is so unique and celebrated around the world. Do you have a sense of that you're really honored and viewed that way?
You asked me what did I think of it?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's one of the most flattering things to hear these young adults. I call them kids, but they aren't. And for them to come and, you know, just be excited about meeting me, getting an autograph, taking a selfie or something. And to me, it's a lot of fun.
Right. It's so you're just having fun.
Well, that's all I've done all my life. I've got to travel to different places in order to have fun, but
right. That
works too.
Right.
I have to remember, I'm having a great time, but I am being paid for it. Best job in the world.
Now, how long have you and Wendell been married?
This month earlier, we celebrated 54 years.
54 years.
Wow. You see, congratulations. My goodness.
That is a wow, isn't it?
Right. It is a wow.
Especially today when marriage doesn't seem to mean as much to people, and they weren't taught, you know, the way that we were in my generation.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay, you say young people aren't being taught the way your generation was. Well, now, so Wendell is a good man. Obviously, you've been with him all this time. You wouldn't be if he wasn't. But
he
can't be perfect, because no man is perfect.
Well, can I quote you on that? I think Jesus Christ said that about 2,000 years ago. go ahead. I'm sorry.
How do you make it work? I mean, there's got to be some frustrations along the way.
Oh, well, absolutely. Any two people, and no one's more in love with each other than Wendell and I are, but yeah, we have disagreements and we have to talk it through.
Yeah.
But I think we both contribute our long marriage life, I guess, our marriage, a couple of things. 10 years into our marriage, we were really getting on a rocky road. And we knew it, and we just knew that something was missing. We loved each other, but it was just very hard. So, but Wendell had to learn to share his wife with the world. And then he had to learn that everybody that talks to me asks about Elvis. that Wendell's ego is intact.
Mm-hmm.
And after he met Elvis and saw that we truly were friends, you know, that I don't know, things seemed to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And then we worked together. He's always, well, about 2 years into our marriage, he was traveling with me.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally said, you know, I can do the booking
mm-hmm.
on these dates. Why should we pay 15% to somebody when I'm the one out here with you? I know these people.
Mm-hmm.
So he jumped in and tried. And he said, as long as I can be helpful, that's what we'll do. So he's been doing it ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we were married in 61, and in 71, Wendell and I gave our hearts and lives to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that made the biggest difference.
So you were actually born in 71?
So born again.
Well, yes.
Born again.
A new body and a new spirit, so you're only about 40 years old.
Yeah, I like to look at it like that. But thank you, yeah. But we credit being together
right.
all the time and being a Christian
right.
are the two things that seen us through.
And Jill, I just wanted to mention, I'm sure when her and Wendell had troubles, she probably got a hit song out of it. So
that's what he said, Jackie.
Yeah.
He said, what's happened to all those songs that you used to write? I said, well, I find it hard to write when I'm this happy. And he said, he thought, well, okay, I'll get drunk, rough her up a little bit, and leave, and then maybe she'll write a hit song.
Yeah. Instant gold record, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Now,
I said, no, it's not worth that.
Now, LaVon, we have to talk about...
LaVon?
LaVon?
That's me.
That's her.
That's
Wanda,
me.
LaVon Jackson. I'm Googling you, Wanda.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, I thought I felt something.
I'm trying to learn all about you, and LaVon is her middle name. Now, we have four pieces that we'd like to play. I want to save my favorite for last, but so let's talk about You Know That I'm No Good. Where did that song come from?
Well, it was a cover song. Amy Winehouse wrote it and recorded it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was her hit.
Mm-hmm.
But I recorded that with Jack White.
Mm.
He was producer
mm.
and music arranger, and he was head of everything. And that song gave me quite a bit of trouble because I was having difficulty pleasing Jack with my performance. I was trying hard,
mm-hmm.
but he finally, you know, calmed me down
mm-hmm.
and said, I just need for you to push a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I don't know how much more I have, Jack. I said, you're trying to get that 18-year-old girl out of me, and I'm not that little girl anymore. So he kept saying, he kept encouraging me, push,
mm-hmm.
push. And I did, and finally he was very happy with my performance, so I felt good.
If you are in the South Bay and you know where St. Rock's is, you need to be there tomorrow night to hear Wanda Jackson sing. What you're about to hear is an Amy Winehouse song covered by Wanda Jackson. It's a pleasure.
And produced by Jack White. You know who Jack White is. He's the one of the White Stripes, one of my favorite bands.
Right.
He does the most incredible work. He's worked with Loretta Lynn.
Right.
You know, he goes back and he finds these early influencers
right.
that he worships, and he gets them in the studio, and he's working with them, and he's working with Wanda now. It's amazing. Amazing.
I'll bet he was thrilled to have an Amy Winehouse song, "Son of Wanda."
Yeah.
That juxtaposition is magical.
I can't wait to hear this. I cannot wait to hear this.
Wanda, do you mind if we play "You Know That I'm No Good"?
Well, it's about my favorite off the whole album. I love all of them.
Yeah.
But I sing this one on my concert shows every night, so it's really a favorite of mine.
Okay, you can hear this live, ladies and gentlemen, at St. Rock tomorrow night. Here we go. "You Know That I'm No Good."
How is that the push?
I love that song. I love that song.
Yeah, it's very different for me to do, but I love that arrangement.
Now, did Jack play on that? Did he play guitar?
Well, on that song, they had the track already done. But, yeah, he's right out there with the band,
mm-hmm.
kind of directing with his body and his guitar, you know. But they've all worked with him so long, they know, you know, he's so much fun to
mm-hmm.
to work on stage with. Because
right.
I never knew where the guy was, you know. I would turn around for a guitar break to kind of indicate it's your turn, and I couldn't find him. He'd be clear over on the other side of me. And then he'd walk by while I'm singing and take the butt end of his guitar and hit me, you know. And he'd whisper something as he walked by. He just a real doll. He wouldn't
wow.
like that. Not a doll. He's a prince of a guy. Yeah.
Wow.
Prince of a very talented prince of a guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The other musicians just say he's a genius.
Yeah.
And I kind of think so, too.
Oh, yeah.
He has a magical touch.
I think if you know where St. Rock's is, you need to be there tomorrow night.
No S on the end of that, Joe.
Sorry.
St. Rock.
Or tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Go there tonight and tomorrow night. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
This is so you know, this is the thing, Wanda. We have so few really authentic artists. I mean, let's talk about Amy Winehouse.
Sorry to interrupt you.
Yes.
But on my end, the telephone is cutting out, and that last time it was a long period. I didn't even hear the question.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. The question is, when you look out at the people that are in music today, that are well known and that are out there today, do you find it that people are a little less authentic than they were years ago, or do you think that it's about the same as it was? Because your music is so authentic.
Can you hear me, Joe?
Yes.
Well, I can't hear you. It's just cutting out so bad, in and out.
I'm sorry.
And I'm just trying to find a spot to tell you. I can try.
Okay.
But just,
can you hear me now? Hello? Can you hear me now?
Can.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
So there's a lot of people in the music world today that are putting out just sort of ordinary music. It's not very authentic. Your music is very authentic. When you do a cover like that, it's not like many people that would do a cover like that. We really feel you saying those words. Why do you think that is today?
Well, by the time the question got there, it cut out totally. I have no idea. But should we hang up and let you call me on another line or something? This is very hard on my end.
Is it the line that you're on, do you think?
Sorry, what?
Is it the phone line that you're on, or do you have another
phone
line?
Are you on landlines?
We are on computers, but
we can hear you fine. We can hear you fine. Well, you're not cutting out.
Right. You're not cutting out. Maybe it's the actual phone.
Out right there. I don't know what was said.
Right. Do you have another phone?
Well, yeah, I've got about four.
But I'm not sure you can give us your phone number on the air. Do you want to do that?
No.
Yeah, probably not.
Why? While you're playing the song, I can give it to you.
They could hear it.
They'll be able to hear it. Wanda, are you moving around?
No, I'm seated in my living room.
That's strange. Because we're hearing you loud and clear.
Yeah. You're not cutting out.
I understand. Well, okay, we can try to continue. Just give me that question right quick.
What do you see when you look out at the music world today? What do you think it's like today?
Well, there's some good music being produced,
mm-hmm.
and I don't, try to belittle that. They're great songs.
Mm-hmm.
These young people have wonderful voices.
Mm-hmm.
But as you said, there's very few stylists out there. And I don't listen to the radio hardly at all, because that's what I find. Everyone's alike. You know, I hate to say that because I know they don't try to copy each other,
mm-hmm.
but it's probably just the times. In my day, any artist, you didn't have to hear but one line or a few words, you knew who was singing.
Mm-hmm.
And you could understand all the words in the song. And sometimes I think, have they forgotten that songs tell a story?
Mm-hmm.
And if we can't hear the lyric, if it's covered up with music or hand flapping or something, we don't know what you're singing about.
Right.
And I know that's not straight across the board. I don't mean to indicate that. There are some very good songs. So I probably don't know what I'm talking about. But.
No. I think she's right. I think you're right on target, Wanda. You said the word stylist. One of the first, well, not one of the first, but, you know, Frank Sinatra, he was a stylist. He knew how to make a song his own.
Right.
As did Amy Winehouse.
Absolutely.
There was nobody like her. You know, there
that's
was
why I
like
said that my statement isn't true across the board.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's funny that you're working with a couple of the best stylists around, Jack White, and recording Amy Winehouse's song.
Right.
That's right. So, you know, I'm not complaining about my records or anything. So
I love it.
You asked me, and so I told you.
Well, now, we're not going to analyze the whole music industry. We're just going to play some more music.
Yeah.
This one is going to be very familiar. I'm sorry. Was that Wendell?
No, that was my daughter who works for us. She laid my husband's phone in here, a cell phone.
Uh-huh.
So if I continue to have trouble with cutting out, I may have to go to that phone.
Okay.
But so far, this portion right here, I've heard you.
Now, let me ask you, what's the last four digits of that phone number on that phone? Just the last four digits on the phone.
Yeah, 6 1 3 5 1 3 1
Okay, those are the last four digits. And now let me give you a number that you can call in. Do you have a pen and paper?
No, not right at hand.
Okay.
Just a second.
Okay. All right.
Trying to get out of this chair. That gets harder every year. And what are we going to do now?
Well, I'm going to give you a phone number that you can call if we have trouble in the future. And I will be able to recognize your number and know that it's you. Because I have the last four digits. 5 1 7
Okay. That's how that works.
Yeah.
Alrighty. I have some paper now.
Okay. The number is 714.
Just a moment.
Seven one four. Okay.
All right.
All right. 714-242-5288. That's our normal call-in number. I have the last four digits, 5137. So I will know it's you if we go there. Now I want to play.
No, it isn't. It isn't.
It's 5130.
5131.
I'm sorry, 5131. Sorry. Now I want to talk about Let's Have a Party. Where did that song come from?
Well, originally, Elvis sang it in Loving You, his second movie, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the song was first done. It was an original there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Collins kids, are you familiar with their names?
No.
Collins
no.
kids, they're,
no.
they're West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And they're from my era.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they do rockabilly and 50s rock,
mm-hmm.
I prefer to call it. And so they recorded it.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked, when I would come to California, I would work on different shows, you know, live shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard them doing that. Well, they gave me their record of it. So from that, I said, you know, this is a great little song. I could do it. And I had a band at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we should be able to do this real well. And so we started doing it. And the way it got on my album, my first album, was I did a country album. But at the end, Ken Nelson, my producer with Capitol, said, you need one more song. I said,
mm-hmm.
well, shucks, I don't have any. And then I said, yeah, I do. I've got a little song I'm singing, and the people just go crazy for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we laid it down, and it came out on that album, and it never would have been pulled out as a single, except a disc jockey in Iowa began playing it.
Mm-hmm.
And he got so many calls and requests for it. He just took it on himself, and he didn't call me. He called Capitol Records,
mm-hmm.
talked to Ken, and said, you're missing the boat if you don't pull this out of that album and make it a single.
Mm-hmm.
And very unlikely, but in this case, Ken Nelson said, I think you're right. And so they put it out single. That's when I had the hit on it.
Right.
That's
right.
A long story, but that's the order in which it happened.
Well, now we have the correct story.
Well, my part of it, yes.
Let's give it a listen. This is Wanda Jackson. Let's Have a Party.
In the middle of the room, let's have a
Oh, that's just a quick little ditty.
That's a party anthem from back in the day.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, that is so wonderful. I mean, I was thinking when I first heard that it could be compared to a lot of different artists. But now I'm starting to think, Wanda, you're not really like any artist I've ever heard before.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
Yes, ma'am.
And thank you. I have had a lot of the fans say what I like about your voice is the minute I hear it, it takes me back to the age that I was when I first heard it, and it brings back some really wonderful memories. So that's what you like to hear.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Wanda, may I ask you, where do you live now?
I've always lived in Oklahoma City.
Oh, okay. And you're on tour now.
Well, honey, I work, I tour every month of the year. I don't just plan a tour at springtime and fall or something. I work every month.
Oh, okay.
All every right. month. So do you fly or do you take a bus?
No, I don't need a big coach.
Mm-hmm.
So Wendell and I fly,
mm-hmm.
and like when we get to California, we'll fly to wherever, Santa Ana or somewhere out there, and then we rent a car,
mm-hmm.
and that way we have it at our disposal.
Mm-hmm.
And with a GPS, of course, so we can find. That's the best invention that's, come down. Oh, I love them.
I can see for a traveling musician, with your long career, you've been in a lot of places where you're saying, "Where the heck is this place?"
Yeah, we have a date coming up that, my daughter is working as Wendell's assistant right now,
mm-hmm.
and my granddaughter is doing all of my social media.
Wow.
Plus some other things. The granddaughter is my publicist,
yeah.
and the social media caretaker. So, but I had a, I can't think of the word now. A publicist.
Yeah.
A young man who did a great job. And he passed away. Kind of a very freaky thing. And, we're still trying to get everything back in order. You know, it's hard to do because he had things on his mind, and now we don't know what it is, and so far we haven't been able to get his password, I'm trying to say. I don't
know. Oh, yeah.
For my website.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to start over. I had about 100,000 people,
Yeah. He's got the domain name and he won't give it up?
No, he's dead.
Yeah,
and,
he's
dead.
Oh well, if you can get our information to your granddaughter, we can get that resolved. I can help her get that resolved.
Is that right?
Yes, indeed.
Well, she has had. Of course, she's a computer whiz too.
Okay. Well,
had people in, and I tell you, I just may ask her to call you. Joe, what is your last name?
It's Terry. T as in terrific, E-R-R-Y.
Okay.
That's easy.
Terrific Terry, okay.
So Wanda, we're going to take a small break. We'll be right back. And there's no mistaking your Facebook page. It's easy, and this is a beautiful picture of you in that red...
fish.
One, yeah, that red one shoulder number.
Oh, that one.
That one.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. I like that one too.
Beautiful picture. And then, of course, the Facebook cover page is you playing the guitar. You look like Wonder Woman there.
Oh, you know, that's a comic strip, you know, character.
Yeah. Yes.
One of my biggest fans, her friend that she went to school with and all, does the Green Lantern comic strip. So she asked him to make a character, you know, caricature of me, and that's what he came up with. I thought it was fantastic.
It's fantastic. It's a fantastic graphic of you playing the guitar, and that's facebook.com/WandaJackson. It's fantastic. And so we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show. We're talking with the fabulous, the incomparable Wanda Jackson, queen of rockabilly. And we're going to play some more music. And if you'd like to call in, we'd love to hear your question or comment. 714-242-5288. 714-242-5288. We don't have a lot of time left, but we have to thank a sponsor, Jackie. Who are we going to thank today?
You're Actualized.
We're going to thank You're Actualized. As soon as I find it. And I have a new regimen here. Here we go. We're thanking a sponsor.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners, and signage, to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions, your dreams today, not someday.
Now, Jackie, do you want to talk about what else is going on around town?
Oh, my goodness, really quickly. Wow, there's a lot going on, Joe. My weekend guide is a phone book today. Riviera Village Business Improvement District is having their monthly mixer tonight at Hennessy's. Big event. Strand Brewing Company is going to celebrate their grand opening at their new facility and tap room all weekend long. I have all the details, so that's a big deal. The Automobile Driving Museum hosts the first annual Halloween Monster Ball on Saturday, October 24th from 7:30 to 10 p.m. Let's see, what else? Gallery H, you know our friend Gloria Placenta, she's the curator of the Gallery H in Hawthorne.
Yes.
They're having the opening reception, Day of the Dead, Dia de los Muertos, a group exhibition on Saturday, October 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. I am so upset because I am not going to be able to go to this. It's going to be great, so go to that. The Skechers Peer-to-Peer Friendship Walk. It starts at 8 a.m. on Sunday, October 25th. You know, the Skechers Peer-to-Peer Walk, big thing. Terranea Resort is hosting Birdies for Breast Cancer golf event at the Links at Terranea starting at 8:30 on Sunday, October 25th. Join the Vintage Treasure Hunt at the Downtown Antique Street Fair, again, Sunday, October 25th. Okay, big thing, and we're going to this. The City of Manhattan Beach Parks and Recreation Department proudly present the 25th annual pumpkin race on Sunday, October 25th from noon to 6 p.m. We are going to be entering a pumpkin for the South Bay Show, right?
Yes.
It's going to be big. Buffalo Fire Department presents the South Bay Open Blues Jam again on Sunday, October 25th from noon to 4 p.m. And basically, it's free admission. You don't have to pay to get in. If you're a musician or a singer and you want to just go in, sit, and jam, that's what it is. It's very relaxed atmosphere. It's a lot of fun. If you want to do that, go check it out. Art Flying Aerial hosts Ofrenda de Dia de los Muertos on Sunday, October 25th at their studio in Lomita. Robin Brothers Torrance is going to host a selfie hunt between October 25th and October 31st, with the grand prize winner bringing home $1,000 gift certificate towards a diamond of their choice.
Wow.
Yeah. Terranea Resort is having a full moon yoga class next Tuesday, October 27th. And the Redondo Beach Chamber is hosting the annual Halloween mixer at the historic Veterans Park Library on Wednesday, October 28th. Lose on the Hill is doing a Woodford Reserve whiskey tasting on Wednesday, October 28th at 7 p.m. It's a prefixed price of $45 a person. That's going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, these are just a few of the events taking place. Be sure to check out the calendar links, Things to Do page, and daily blog posts on my website, southbaybyjackie.com. I have all of the Halloween stuff listed. There are a ton of Halloween events happening this year. They started last week. Last week was the Halloween ball, you know, Chef Schaefer puts on every year.
Right.
And so the events have already started. And obviously, with Halloween being on a Saturday this year, there's a ton of big parties. But there are also events happening, as I said, this week before Halloween. So.
Great. Fabulous.
Yeah, everything's on my website, everything you need to know.
I have to say, Wanda, that I want to give kudos to your social media manager, which I assume is your granddaughter, because she has a tour dates app on your Facebook page. So at facebook.com/ Wanda Jackson, you can just click on tour dates, and you can track Wanda, get notified when she comes to town. You can see all the tour dates, and you can buy tickets and RSVP and share that particular appearance. This is fabulous for musicians. All the musicians in the audience should go and check out Wanda Jackson's Facebook page and see how it's done.
Thank you. That was a nice plug.
There you go. That's very well done. And, you know, we have a little more music, Wanda. And, this next piece, we're getting to my favorite, but this next piece is...
I don't know that we're going to have time to do two more songs. Maybe play your favorite.
We do. They're short.
Okay.
Short pieces.
All right, okay.
But this first one, Riot in Cell Block 9. Talk about that one.
Oh... That song's been around a while. I don't know the whole history. I think it was the Coasters, but
yeah.
Don't quote me on that. That came out with it first, and I really don't know where I learned it. You know,
yeah.
I just pick up songs here and there, and
yeah.
I can't remember, but it. Is a crowd pleaser, I'll tell you, and I open my show with that.
You open your show with this one. Did Elvis hear you see you or hear you do this one?
I don't know. Oh. You know, I lost contact with him when he went to Hollywood to
right.
start his movie career.
Right.
He was a busy fella, and at that point in my career, I was doing a weekly network television show, and a lot of things were happening for me, so
okay.
we just, you know, failed to stay in touch. I'm sorry that happened, but
well,
I do hope that he heard some of my rock tunes, because he's the one that encouraged me and dared me to
yeah.
jump in the mix and try it. He said, I know you can sing it. Just find a good song, and
right.
you know, so I give thanks to him, and I do a just a, excuse me, a tribute song
right.
to him on all my concerts. And so in 2009, Joe, Jackie, mm-hmm. I was standing on the stage in Cleveland, Ohio, mm-hmm. being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and so once again, I thought, oh, without Elvis, I don't think I would have tried it.
Right.
So
right.
I owe him a lot.
Well, from a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Wanda Jackson, here is Riot in Cell Block Number 9.
Right or wrong.
I almost got the wrong one. Here we go. Riot in Cell Block Number 9.
On July the 2nd, 1953, I was serving time in Tehachapi. 4 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, and I heard somebody yell, "There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9. The trouble all started up in cell block number 4. Red like fire across the prison floor. Warden came in with a big Tommy gun. Bang, bang, bang. Trying to stop my gun, but there's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9. With your hands up in the air, you don't stop this riot, you all gonna get the chair. Two gun Matilda said it's too late to quit. Pass the dynamite, Molly, 'cause man, the shit is lit. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. We're up in cell block number 9. Militia to help them win the fight. Drove up to the prison in the middle of the night. Agent of a trooper, he looked so tall and fine. All the chicks went crazy up in cell block number 9. Now there's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Wow.
They're rocking in cell block.
That's a rocker.
That is a rocker. And I have to say, Wanda, we're so, again, proud and pleased to have you on the show. You were presented with your induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame by Roseanne Cash in 2009. That must have been an amazing experience.
Well, it truly was just an awesome spot, you know, to be standing in. And then I sang two songs and with Paul Schaefer's band or orchestra.
Right.
And it was more than I ever could have asked for, you know. A great evening. We brought almost everybody we know up, brought all of our kids and their families. We brought Rosie Flores up. She's been instrumental in helping me reestablish myself in America as a rocker once again. In the latter years now, they call me a real riot, you know. So that's fun. I have a lot to live up to.
Well, we have to remind people again, if you want to hear Wanda You have a golden opportunity to hear her in person at St. Rock tomorrow night, October 23rd. It's going to be a fantastic show. And Wanda, we have one more piece. I want to get it in because I love this song, Right or Wrong. What's the story behind that?
I wrote the song, and the way I write, I kind of have somebody in mind, like, I'm going to write a song for Brenda Lee. Mm-hmm. So, and we're friends from the early days, and so I wrote it, and I wound up singing it to my producer, and he said, you're not sending that to anybody. He said, I think you should do it, so that's how it came about. And while I've got your ear and your listener's ear, as soon as we're through talking, I have about an hour until I go to the airport to take a plane to South, do you call it South Beach or anyway,
well,
I'm coming.
South Bay. Well, you're going
to
be coming.
South Bay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I work Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday I'm in your area. So looking forward to it. I go to California so many times in a year that I really should establish an address out there and a place to stay when I'm there.
This last piece is really special to me. There were times in my life where I think I didn't listen to anything but Virginia Patterson Hensley, also known professionally as Patsy Cline. And this is a beautiful piece, an original written by Wanda Jackson called Right or Wrong. We're going to go over a little bit. So for those of you listening live, we're going to end, but this will be in the recording, the archive. Here is, by the incomparable Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Wanda Jackson, Right or Wrong.
Right or wrong, I'll be with you.
I believe that I belong. Wanda.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for that.
Well, I'm glad that you've enjoyed it through the years. And thank both of you for having me on your program. It's been a real delight.
Well, we want to make sure you get on that plane, because we want to make sure we can see you tomorrow night. Thank you so much for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Wanda Jackson will be playing at St. Rock tomorrow night, and you do not want to miss this. Jackie, anything else to say?
No, I think we've said it all. I think the music said it all.
I think the music said it all. Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
This is our show. We'll see you tomorrow for Manhattan Beach 360. Bye-bye now.